I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. James, it's 10 past.
It's not.
It isn't.
An hour and 7 minutes late.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay, what time is it?
3 minutes past nine.
James.
Oh, bollocks. He's got me.
Well, last week you said it's that 3 minutes wasn't late. So.
If James appears, he's not late at any point in the proceedings.
Exactly. I'm like a wizard. I arrive exactly when I want to.
I don't think that's what most wizards do, is it?
No, it's not quite
close to this. Whenever I want to.
Whenever I want to.
Fuck
you, I'm Gandalf.
You are piss a off, wizard, you James, at shitty excuses. You're a wizard, James.
I just got this.
James Potter.
New merch idea of James's face and saying, "Wizard, I can appear whenever I want to."
Yes. Yes.
It's true, and it's funny. It is a sad day. It's the last episode of Series 1 of By the Power.
Oh, boo.
But it's not that sad, because there's going to be a Season 2.
When's that start, Season 2?
After Season 1.
All right.
That's a good point. Do we get a mid-season break? Are we getting holiday?
No, we can't risk our fans, you know, being utterly depressed at a lack of By the Power
dropping off.
Yeah.
You never know what we'd be responsible for. I mean, this summer, you know, the Euros have finished, the soccer, football in the UK, and the Olympics are on their way. So we've got to somehow bridge that gap between those massive sporting events, I guess. And talk about cartoons like this week's show, Rambo, The Force of Freedom.
Woo! Yes.
Who thought we'd be doing a Rambo cartoon?
Never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be doing Rambo, The Force of Freedom. Two words you don't usually put together. Freedom generally.
Depends what country you're talking to.
Yeah, if you've got any kind of relationship with anybody from the US, I think maybe. Is that right, Kane?
It is.
Yeah, it was.
It is very Team America.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice of words, isn't it? Force of Freedom. But I think it does sum up America and probably Britain when we fucking tried to take over the world. And
Were we not just more like Kane succeeded? Still the biggest empire ever, Kane. We still got that one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah. By quite a bit.
Suck on that, America.
Was it Mongolian?
Yeah, on that note, I also think we were a bit more genuine about it. Weren't we like, we want to take over and tax you and have all your money? Whereas the US are like, kind of, oh no, we want to give you freedom and take your money and oil and oil. Resources.
Take your money and your oil.
Oh, Jamie's got to have a conspiracy here.
Well, all I'm thinking the whole time is it called the Force of Freedom because there's three of them and freedom is very close to three? So they've just kind of shoehorned the word freedom in there because there's three main characters in this.
There's your best theory ever, Jamie.
Yeah. That's a good.
James just mic-dropped it, said it. That's it for the rest of the podcast.
Done. It's called Force Freedom because there's three of them.
And one of them's called Dom.
Three of them. Yeah.
I will say, though, if you need, it's another cartoon, or it's an 80s show, I guess, that if you need them and you can find them.
Yeah, good point.
Yes.
You can get the help of John Rambo. Like at that point, can you imagine in the 80s, right? Jamie, we've got an issue, dude. Some drug barons have set up shop next door to your house.
Yeah.
And we've got to get rid of them, and they've threatened us with guns and our families. What are we going to do? Let's pick up the phone. But who shall we call? We could call the A-Team. We could call John Rambo. we wouldn't call John Rambo. That's ridiculous. We'd call Colonel Trautman, who would ring John Rambo Force of Freedom, Special Forces Task Unit, whatever they are. Especially, or is it only if the drug barons were run by Savage?
Savage.
I think they will fight anyone. It just happens to always be Savage. Yeah. He seems to be.
I mean, the episode we watched, right time. Which I've forgotten the name of. Can anybody remember the name of the episode we watched?
The Iron Mask episode 35.
I was going to call it that little blonde Nazi kid episode.
little German He-Man.
Let's go with the actual name of it. But on that note, I do think it's funny how the uniforms are very Nazi-inspired, but very careful so not to have any clear symbolism on them, I guess. I was expecting the baddies to be Russians.
Yeah, it's usually par for the course with Rambo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Communists in general. So,
yeah, I don't know. I got a bit confused during this episode. Was I watching an episode of Mask?
Very similar.
I've got it. Go on, James.
I was equally as confused because I just recently watched America, the motion picture on Netflix, which if you haven't watched, is well worth a watch.
I watched the opening 10 minutes the other night. Yeah, it's very good. 10 minutes off, but I will give it
I liked it. I really liked it. But it is very much Team America. Fuck yeah. Rambo, yeah, everything's, you know, stars and stripes and all this sort of stuff. It's, I was just watching Rambo thinking, yeah.
By the way, I've got a theory.
I love it. Going for it early.
Okay. Well, you've kind of given me an in with this. I think in this cartoon, Rambo is actually a member of Mask.
Ooh, I can learn this.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain my theory in picture form here, which I do appreciate is not the best
mechanism
for a podcast. Great. Yeah, but I just open your WhatsApp. Yeah. I'm just going to send it you right now.
Oh,
you ready?
Fucking hell, not this again.
You ready?
We need to stop
using
WhatsApp on podcasts.
Yeah.
There you go.
I ain't got my phone.
That's Rambo in his mask, is it?
Tell you what, James, can you describe what we're looking at, please?
Okay. We're looking at a scene from that cartoon where Rambo is flying
the very, very small tiny helicopter.
It's a little jet thing. Was it a helicopter? Just a jet, I think, wasn't it?
It was a jet. He flew to the
army base once he discovered who the man in the iron mask was. And his head is literally just in the cockpit, just his head. So his arms and shoulders don't fit in there.
Oh, and he gets that little canopy over his head. But his chest is still out. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
To be fair, the vehicles were weird sizes throughout the whole Earth. Like,
yes. See,
this is playing into James' theory. Shitty vehicles, just like on Mask.
I'm telling you.
But he doesn't wear a mask.
He's got a mask on his picture.
It's over his shoulders, even in Mask, right? The one thing we joked about is the mask are literally over the shoulder.
Okay.
This is that picture I've sent you, and I'll pop this on Twitter. It's literally like he's got a mask on. So he's got a mask that basically makes really weird small vehicles. So that's his mask. And also, you remember Savage in this as well, the bad guys, they've got a cool acronym name, just like Mask, right? Savage is Specialist Administrators of Vengeance, Anarchy, and Global Extortion. Totally.
Ooh. The boss does wear the same uniform as Miles Mayhem, in all fairness. Same blue uniform. As masks go, though, normally a mask is designed to obscure the face in some way. That is literally a clear piece
of glass. You've got to sell your marketing, haven't you?
It's Rambo.
And on that, Jamie, I will say, you know, because you mentioned General Warhawk, the bad guy of the 70s, do you know, when they designed that character, they decided that he would be a copy of one of the guys from Rambo First Blood Part 2. For anybody who watched that, Podovsky. But, there's an important but here, but they decided he should have the charisma of Adolf Hitler.
Yes!
Whoa! Charismatic bastard. I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good production meeting, that, isn't it? Just sat around the table.
The bad guy, look evil. Yeah. Russian, charisma of Hitler.
What do you think that happened after he said that?
He's the most charismatic man we can think of.
Yeah.
I reckon all of them laughed, apart from the boss, who just smiled and nodded his head, and they all changed the tune straight away.
Great idea, boss.
Great idea. Looked at the boss, shitty liked it.
Should we put a moustache on him? Should he have a hand signal?
Yeah, like, too far.
Hand signal.
Comb his homer.
Comb his watch. Oh, all right, okay.
His hair over
slightly.
What
thought you said.
Yeah, what did you thought James said?
I don't know. I couldn't make out what he said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that round to climb up. Could have made something up.
Yeah, I thought you meant move his chair over, James.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Can I, Jamie, can we just pull back into your theory a little bit? Your first theory about the Force of Freedom. Because let's talk about the characters a little bit. So we've got John Rambo, who obviously is the leader, I guess, of the Force of Freedom, is he? I guess he is, right?
Yeah.
We've got Edward Turbo Hayes.
Main protagonist, isn't he? So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Turbo Hayes, voiced by, didn't we pick him up? There's been one other that we've done, I think.
I've got the name, but it doesn't ring a bell.
James Avery.
Oh, it's Uncle Phil, is that?
Uncle Phil.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, Shredder
if you prefer,
Shredder. Two things. Shredder. He was in something else, wasn't he?
I think he's in Transformers.
Not Toxic... Is it Toxic... Backmash from Mars? No.
I don't think
so. Toxic Avengers?
He definitely was in something else.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He was another bad.
That's the one.
No.
The cartoon version.
We've also got Catherine Ann Taylor.
Cat.
Whose nickname is Cat.
Disguise Master.
Master of Disguise, Spells and Illusions. So that's the three members of the Force of Freedom. If we don't include the other members of the Force of Freedom, White Dragon, TD Touchdown Jackson, and the Chief.
So let me guess. White Dragon, karate guy. TD Touchdown Jackson.
American football player.
Yes, I think it's just the American football player, yeah. That's what you needed.
Hey, okay, and the Chief, I'm Native American. It's the 80s, but they were pretty much on the nose with stuff. Yeah, they were very racial stereotypes.
Yes, very true. And voiced by a guy called Alan Oppenheimer, Chief is.
Oh, that's Skeletor.
Who isn't a Native American.
That is Skeletor.
But he is Skeletor.
It is, I thought it
was,
yeah.
Was the bad guy from Ghostbusters. Primeval.
That's right.
And was also Ming the Merciless.
Yes.
Flash Gordon.
Defenders of the Earth Defenders.
I'm now going to suggest that he's our best bad guy voice actor.
Agreed.
Oh.
Ooh.
What do you think? Ooh. Skeletor.
Could be.
Primeval from
That's a good range, that is.
Sounds like Skeletor as well.
And what did I say? Ming the Merciless.
Hmm.
He did loads of other stuff as well.
That is a big range,
that right now because we've gone forever. What do we think to Rambo, The Force of Freedom?
I enjoyed it. Action cartoon, you know me. It was a strange choice to do a cartoon of Rambo, so you can't kill anyone or do anything, which is pretty much the thing. There's not much reference to PTSD or anything like that for the kids.
That'd make a great cartoon.
So, that's the thing that with Rambo. That is the essence of the character. That's his whole thing.
The damaged war.
He's a veteran with PTSD who's struggling, and obviously that isn't in the cartoon at all. So it was just basically action guy with red bandana. But yeah, I enjoyed
it. Are we grading it now? Or?
I think James is about to.
I was going to let everyone else speak and say what they thought of it before the gradings came in.
Well, I'll go next. Out of all the cartoons we've watched so far, this is the one where I've had the most fun. I didn't expect to at all, but I literally sat there watching this, beer in one hand, whiskey in the other, just making gun sounds, going pew 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 the whole time. You know me, we played Grand Theft Auto on a stealth mission. I'm walking around with a fucking bazooka.
And we've failed the mission every time.
But
Jamie
looks
also
badass.
Doesn't manage to kill anybody when he's firing those weapons, just like
Rambo. Himself.
Apart from us.
Rescue the hostage. I've got a tactical unit, guys.
Turn up with some kind of little stealthy pisco. My guy rocks up in a fucking tank. That's how I do these kind of things. I genuinely did not expect to. I had an absolute blast watching this. It was far-fetched as hell, and I'm cool with that. I loved it.
Far-fetched?
I am shocked.
Why was it far-fetched?
I'm not arguing, right? I loved it. I've in my notes, right, I decided
don't get angry,
to put
Jamie. It's all right.
No. I'm getting passionate. That's different, right? Every time something happened, what I wrote, thought was badass, I wrote badass after it. And I must have wrote the word badass about 20 times. But it's literally like, fuck it, I'm just going to get a rocket here. Let's get another rocket. Let's shoot 7 rockets. Let's have 7 rockets attached to a pigeon. It was fully far-fetched, and I'm cool with that. I had a blast watching this, and nobody's going to convince me otherwise.
No, I'm with you. I'm just surprised because you didn't like Mask.
Yeah. Who wants to take me on? I'm gonna pull a Rambo out. I'm gonna take my top off. I'm gonna look like I'm tying my shoelace, but it looks like I'm having a wank until it goes down to my shoe.
It did look a bit like that, didn't it?
It did totally look like that. That's the first thing
I wrote in my notebook.
Is it really?
He's masturbating.
That's probably the only thing I've wrote in my notebook, actually.
Why is Rambo masturbating?
Yeah, Rambo masturbating. Rambo wanking? ?
That's how he deals with the PTSD.
I like that.
Premature wank.
Going for it as well, though. Like.
Pre-fight wank.
You're fully loaded. But I think it's very similar, very similar to Mask, wanking. And that's why I'm surprised you liked it.
Masturbation.
I think this was completely different than Mask.
Agreed. This was like Mask without being a pile of shit.
Okay.
Yeah. This were like, we know it's far fetched.
Okay.
The thing is, Master's a little bit of shooting.
I'm going to have to keep coming back to it. What was far fetched about it? I don't get this far fetched thing.
I'll give you one example, right?
I think this is maybe the least far fetched cartoon we've watched.
I'll give you one example. I've got many of this, right? But remember, I'm cool with how far fetched this was. So there's a moment where there's a bit of a buggy chase on, and the bad guy, whose name right now kind of goes over my head, I can't remember his name, goes over Rambo's buggy, like flies over Rambo's buggy, and decides to drop, pretty badass, drop a grenade onto Rambo.
Oh, the grenade.
Right? What does Rambo do? Yes. He fucking catches this grenade, and then he fucking launches it at the bad guy. That's badass as fuck, but come on. That's a bit far-fetched.
That's actually happened in real life.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
Why is that far-fetched, that specific
catching
bit?
A grenade like that and just launching it back? So somebody's throwing a grenade
compared
at you.
Compared to a British girl who can draw stuff,
that comes to life.
See, that one, because what was a grenade? Yeah. Did he have like a 20-second fuse on a grenade? And he was literally dropped it straight on him, so we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, even 5 to catch it, which he didn't take that long to drop. You still got 15 seconds to lob
it.
I'll give you another one.
You know where there's the guy, the good guys are tied up near the rocket, and Rambo jumps down and he comes up with some bacon bits badass line. But there's no way to get out of this room, right? And this is a fucking holding station for a rocket. All there is one metal door holding the outside world from this rocket. What does Rambo do? He puts his fucking elbow through it like a lad.
James, let's just summarise here. The most unrealistic cartoon we've watched because a giant Muslim man knocks a door down.
I'm not arguing against it. I'm cool with all these things.
We're not arguing, we can't work out how you think it's the craziest, most unrealistic cartoon we've seen when most of it seems fairly realistic.
I never said it was the most unrealistic cartoon.
So what were the views?
I just said...
I said it was the most fun I've had. What started this conversation off?
I never said it was the most far-fetched. Remember, I'm cool with how far-fetched this was. Come on, that's a bit far-fetched, right? I had an absolute blast watching this. It was far-fetched as hell, and I'm cool with that. I loved it. It was fully far-fetched, and I'm cool with that. This was like, we know it's far-fetched.
Oh, there's an editor in here. 100% you said far-fetched.
There's an audio clip coming up, James.
I 100% did not say that. Remember, I'm cool with how far-fetched this was. Come on, that's a bit far-fetched, right? I had an absolute blast watching this. It was far-fetched as hell, and I'm cool with that. I loved it. It was fully far-fetched, and I'm cool with that. This was like, we know it's far-fetched.
100%. We said, what was far-fetched about it? And you said, it's crazy that he would catch a grenade and throw it back.
Oh, no, I said that, but I never said it was the most far-fetched watch. Think about it. How am I arguing with people? This is scoring a 10 from me. I'm not arguing with shit.
Doesn't matter.
No, Jamie, we're not arguing about how it's far-fetched, which I'm is giving what it you a fucking, it was.
You've convinced me. 11. I'm scoring it 11.
Arguing, Jamie. We're not arguing about the rating. We just want to know how it's far-fetched.
A 12. Gaskin. Oh, well, that's not my only point. I'm cool with it then. Fuck it. We can catch grenades and launch a bank mid-fight. Okay, we're good with that. I'm all right with it. Let's give it a 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Kane.
I thought it was the least far-fetched cartoon we've seen today.
Most realistic cartoon.
Oh, I'm giving it a 10. I'm giving it 11.
It's a documentary.
Who am I arguing with?
Kane, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, Kane.
No, it's... This was the most excited I've been.
No,
to
Kane,
watch
I said I agree with you.
Okay, I'll give it Kane, 11. I'll give it 11.
Really? Kane, I'm agreeing with you.
No, 12. Fuck it.
Oh, God 12. Damn it.
No, yeah, this was the most excited I've been to watch a cartoon. Soon as you sent the link over, Stu, I watched it that night. Then I was a little bit disappointed on first viewing. I think I wanted more hand-to-hand combat than less vehicles. And I would have liked Rambo like going through the forest and that kind of stuff. But then on second viewing, I really enjoyed it. I watched it this morning with a... Well, not this morning, that's a lie. I watched it at 2 o'clock today with a hangover and I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Do you think the vehicles were, a toy appeal type thing? Do you reckon
I just thought the vehicles looked a bit shit. Like...
Yeah, for saying how well the weapons would draw. I mean, you could name every single one of those weapons in real life based on how well they were drawn. As opposed to most cartoons at the time.
It's time to challenge sort of James on what he says. James, name the guns in that episode, starting with number five. Five.
You've got an M16, you've got an M60, there was an Uzi, there was two Ruger hunting rifles, there was...
Some shit.
I think there is a Colt revolver in there. There was a shotgun. There was an RPG.
There was an RPG.
Grenade launcher.
Where was that?
Hey, yeah, an RPG. Rambo fired one, didn't he?
On the helicopter.
He fired
on
one.
The other vehicle mounted one, wasn't it?
Yeah, with orange.
What was the TV show called in the 90s where, like, there'd be progress going on a conveyor belt and you had to say, remember what you saw?
Generation Game.
Yeah, that was like that then, Ben. It was like, you were saying loads of words.
Wait a minute, Rain Man.
Like, teddy bear!
So I think, the weapons in it were really, really realistically drawn. And like I say, the vehicles,
Would you say this is the least far-fetched cartoon you've watched?
I wouldn't say that, but it was quite accurate.
Jamie's going to argue with you.
Didn't you say originally you agreed with me about being far-fetched, right?
I thought you didn't say it was far-fetched, Jamie.
Far-fetched is a stretch. It's fanciful.
There's not far-fetched.
There was some dodgy bits in there. There was some bits like where you catch, they caught the freedom falls.
I was hoping you were going to say there was a part where he catched a grenade. Jamie.
Yeah.
I just feel like
me and Stu were
great. Instead of killing him, they're just like, I'm going to strap you to a rocket. It's like, what is this, a Bond film now? Just kill him. Be done with it. It's things like that, which is a bit, rolling the tank down there, and that man just happens to appear. I can't remember the colonel's name now.
The
Air Force guy. And he's like, oh, yeah.
What do you mean happen to appear? That was part of the plot.
Well, no, but as in, like, that was his excuse. Oh, I was just trying to find you. And then Metalhead man.
Because they realised that. That was how they knew it was him, isn't it? And he'd known all along since that point.
Rambo didn't realise that. Yeah. He had to go into the tank and find his little collar lapels and go, oh, it was him. And again, the thing that bothered me on this one, I'm going on a bit of a rant here, timeline. So, they leave with the Air Force man. He subdues them in the gas, the gas room, the room with the gas. He then ties them up to a rocket, explains his plan, So all this has taken the exact same amount of time as it has from Rambo to walk 50 yards into a tank and look at the collar and find his collar bit.
What was Rambo doing for that
half an hour while they were travelling?
Yeah.
Yeah. He must have been getting his pre-combat.
He had to bash
stroke.
The door of that tank in to get in it with his shoulder.
Maybe, yes.
Couldn't it? I loved it.
What do you think, Stu?
I think it's great. I think it's absolute.
Oh, wow. Everyone's loving this one.
It's good enough that it's watchable, and parts of it are so bad they're good as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Like the fact when he's on the helicopter, when he's climbing up in the helicopter and he kind of changes sizes three times. Like when he's hanging from the helicopter, he's taller than the helicopter, and then he gets in the helicopter. And just a little bit like that. And the whole start of the episode is completely unnecessary, right? Why do we need that man having a heart attack, the beer fest thing, and then...
Just prove how good a man
Rambo
is. He's fine
really quick as well. It's really great CPR.
He really is. He makes a brilliant recovery, doesn't he? He's back to work. The whole amnesia thing I didn't quite get. They could have gone... Yeah, they could have literally just had it so the lad didn't meet the bloke at the bottom of the ravine who's supposedly been hit by Iron Mask Man. And that whole amnesia thing could have gone. They wouldn't need it at all. It was a really strange bit of the story.
But
it
still
didn't pan out anyway.
Let's rate it.
Mm. Oof, okay.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, good. I'm with you on a 7.
I'm going to follow the trend and go
for
7
as well.
I'm going
to give it an 8.
I think that's our top.
This could be a real high. Yeah.
So that was, 14,
we're going to get some flack for this because we've marked some really famous and well-loved cartoons down like no one's business.
What's the other episodes like of it?
The same as this one. Pretty similar. Yeah. It's another one with 60-plus episodes.
There's how many, sorry, Stu?
65, I think.
There is.
What load didn't they have?
Jamie, did you say it was far-fetched?
It's only got one series, though, wasn't it?
He's gone again.
Yeah, it was... I'm surprised... It didn't do particularly well, did it?
Well, it got cancelled after a season, I guess, so... No.
Yeah, and we've ranked it really highly compared to some favourable
cartoons. We are a bunch of idiots, to be fair.
Yeah, we are.
Fanatic. Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
James, you love your toys. You got any Rambo toys?
Yes. I had a look online to see if it sparked any memories. No, I thought I did.
Was
I
it
thought
accidentally
I had a Rambo.
G.I. Joe toy instead?
It could well have been, but I looked at what they released and nothing matches what I had, so I never had a Rambo.
We're probably going to have to cover G.I. Joe at some point
sell
as well.
Particularly well.
Mm. I think I read somewhere, I'm probably wrong, but I think some of the moulds were the same as the G.I. Joe guys. And because obviously, if they're using realistic guns, all the guns are going to be the same, right? I'm assuming.
It's unbelievable how many different toy lines use molds from other toys, if that makes sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because what's the Netflix documentary called? About toys.
Oh. I think it is something like When We Were Young or something. Yeah, when we were young. Things that we.
Toy Story.
That's the perfect name for it.
Yeah. Because there's some really interesting episodes on that, isn't there?
Talking of Netflix, sorry to jump in with a slightly off tangent thing. Bad guy, what's his name? Alan Hawk. Oppenheimer, who is 91 years old, out of interest, currently, is in a new Netflix show coming out soon.
Okay.
And he's playing
A
by the power favourite.
Oh.
What Netflix show are we excited about? It's starting very soon.
It's going to be He-Man?
Oh,
Masters
we're
of the Universe
the
Revelation.
Well, it's not Skeletor, is he, so...
No. Guess who he is, guys.
I'm going to get... I'll have a guess. Should we have a guess each, then?
That's what Stu told us to do.
Well, yeah.
That's it. There's a bit of sarcasm there from my brother. Fuck you. I'm going to guess with...
Kane,
Orko.
You know people have listened to last week's show when I spent 3 minutes explaining that... Tommy's little brother was a real baby.
Yeah.
And if you to say, I think Tommy's a real baby.
Yeah. Well, you were boring me. I switch off sometimes.
Two star. Let's do a guessing game where we guess what character in Masters of the Universe Revelation Alan Oppenheimer is playing in the new Netflix Masters of the Universe Revelation show. And it's called, okay. The name of this game is the guess what character Alan Oppenheimer's playing in the new Masters of the Universe Revelation show on Netflix quiz.
Catchy.
I'm not going to repeat it again because I can't remember what I said. Jamie, who do you think?
Well, I've already said mine and I didn't get any reaction, so I'm going not with my original guess.
What was your original guess?
I said Orko for my original guess. I'm going to keep Orko because I will be I'll be upset if I... Yeah, I'm going to keep...
Yeah, she changed Orko. Mine and get it wrong. That's worse.
Yeah. Orko.
I'll go for...
He-Man.
Yeah. He-Man's dad. I don't know what his name is.
King Radner.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I can't remember his name.
King Radner.
He-Dad.
That's a good one.
I was thinking that because age-wise, he's about going to be right about age-wise, isn't he, to do that? So I'm going. If you're going for his dad, I'm going to go for Battlecat.
Oh, James, I think you might have got it there.
Wait, his mum?
No, Battlecat.
It's a bit too far.
Battlecat, not Battleaxe.
What are you going for?
I say his dad.
Okay.
Who are you going for, still?
I might get this right. It's the one, the only, and I know why you guys couldn't see who it was, because it is the one, the only, Moss Man.
No.
Oh, nice.
No.
He plays Moss Man in the new Masters of the Universe Revelation.
That's a bit of a downgrade, isn't it?
Is it?
From being Skeletor to being Moss Man.
I've got him in it. I do like that. I think that's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
He did, and when you guys, I thought you were going to say Cringer, because he played Cringer. Mm. He voiced Cringer.
What, in the, as well as Skeletor?
Yes.
Correct. Oh, I didn't realise. Oh, okay.
Can you imagine how that phone call went, though? They phoned him up. They said, Alan, we're rebooting He-Man, and we can't do it without you. We need you. And he's like, yes. We want you to be Moss Man. Yeah. You're like, what? Is this? Yeah, to be that's fair, it. He's worn up his skeletal
vocal cords. I'm guessing his voice is quite frail if he's 92.
Skeletor. He could have been Skeletor, I think. He was in the original one. He was actually Skeletor, Cringer, Battlecat, and Man at Arms.
Oh.
Bloody. And Merman. Wow.
They got the money's worth.
Yeah, he wasn't Moss Man, though, weirdly.
Yeah. They were.
I don't think, anyway. So nobody gets any points in that game.
I like that game. Good fun.
Yeah, that was good. We should play it next week. Who does he play in He-Man again? And see if we get
well,
it right.
Well, we can actually play it in our bonus episode that's upcoming. Sneak preview. Our bonus episode to celebrate the end of season one is going to revisit a cartoon we've already covered in our first episode. Should we play a game where we guess what? Who can remember what our first cartoon was? Jamie, what was our first cartoon we did?
He-Man.
That's right. So we're going to do a little bonus episode and cover a 2020s cartoon, Masters of the Universe Revelation. Because it comes out next week. This week.
This week, Friday. On Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
Hmm.
That's a week before my birthday, just so you guys know as well.
Oh, we best get ordering because it's going to take a while to chip over to you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's just a little warning.
Well, you know, coronavirus, all the little bits and bobs. I don't think it's going to happen, Kate, I'm afraid. Sorry, it's not me, mate. It's not
when
me.
You
it's
the global pandemic, I'm afraid. Massive Universe Revelation toys, James, they'll just be
restrictions
sell.
And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. They were pretty cool.
Oh, you got them, James? The new ones? I didn't think they're out. That's why I asked. They're out in America, but I didn't know we had them yet.
I quite like those retro remakes that you posted the other day. Yeah, I'm quite impressed.
The new ones, the Revelation figures are awesome. I think last time I checked, they was on pre-order, but I'll be getting a few of them because they do look pretty badass.
You're going to get Moss Man?
Yeah, they're out in the US, definitely. Because there's a lot of people on Twitter posting pictures at Walmart and stuff getting them, so they're definitely out over there. So if anybody listening from America wants to buy us all a few figures...
Yeah. Well, we know a lady in America.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she just sent me a big box of beef jerky. I should have asked for He-Man toys instead of beef jerky.
The ultimate beef jerky He-Man.
Yeah,
He-Man Rambo Jake. Rambo Jake.
Who would win in a fight between He-Man and Rambo?
Oh.
It's got to be He-Man, right? He-Man never stabs anybody with his sword.
No, I'm saying...
Rambo never shoots anybody with
his sword. I'm saying Rambo.
Which brings me to a nice segue here. This week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
So, would you rather have access to any gun, but you can never hit anything you shoot at? Or have the world's most powerful sword, but you can't ever use it to do anything with? But you can anything hold it and wave it around and stuff, but you can't chop anybody up or fight anybody.
What's the point? Yeah.
All right, follow-up question. What makes the sword
It's He-Man's powerful. Sword, right? So it's the Sword of Eternia or whatever it is.
Okay, but I can't use
So you
that
might as well have a big floppy dildo so in your hand.
He waves it around a bit, doesn't he?
Well, I guess it's then like what looks cooler, having a shitload of guns or a really cool sword.
Now, do the guns not just work for me, or do they work for other people?
Did you just say for Filipinos? I found that
they're cool.
All other people. Other people. For Filipinos.
Yeah, if I've got like a dead cool gun rack, a Matrix style gun rack with all the weapons on, am I literally invited?
No, they're essentially the guns from the Rambo world, so they don't hit anyone that anybody shoots at.
Oh, okay. They don't work for anyone. I'm going for the gun rack.
Because you can have good fun with that, I suppose.
Yeah. It'd be brilliant. Have a mess around. You know you don't want to kill anyone, so you could always load up and just start shooting.
Would you be comfortable doing that?
That'd be right good fun.
Does it just miss the target? So it could hit something else, though?
Yes. Can't kill anyone and misses the target.
Can't kill anyone.
Yeah, but it could hit something else. So it could cause a lot of damage with it.
And if you shoot a car with a single bullet, the whole thing will explode in a ball of flames. But not damage anyone inside the car.
You're going to still probably go to prison, aren't you?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I'm going sword just to have it's worth the risk. On show in my living room. Right, I don't need to use it. I'm not going to use the guns either.
You're just going to display the sword?
Yeah, just display it above my TV.
Nice.
How will anybody know it's really guns, powerful?
Yeah? They don't need to. I don't need to know.
I'm choosing guns because... I have already got a sword, a very nice sword, a Conan the Barbarian replica sword, which has been in my attic
have
for
you
the
ever
past
stabbed anybody
15
with it?
Years.
Other than
yes,
yourself?
Yes, myself.
Fought any battles with it?
No. No.
So you've essentially had the sword from this and you're going to choose the same thing? Oh, no, you're choosing guns this time, aren't you? Choosing guns, yeah.
That's why I'm supposed to, this is exactly why I'm choosing the guns, because I know for a fact that the sword's
pointless. Pointless sword.
Nice.
Hey. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, the guns would just look cool. Massive gun rack. It looks so cool.
Jamie?
Do you have to have a permit for...
You'd be arrested immediately, Kane, in this
country.
Yeah,
that's it. So, you've fucked it, James.
Yeah.
What would be worth it about it?
It'd also be worth
it
for my
guns.
Daughter.
You look at these cool guns and the police are coming to arrest you.
Well, yeah. Okay. Because imagine the scene, Kane. My daughter turns into a teenager.
Yeah. Yorick
brings the boyfriend home for the first time. I invite him into the office and open the doors onto my Matrix style gun rack.
Then. I invite my daughter's boyfriend into her room. Karen James. And show him my guns.
Just show him the weapons. He doesn't know
so
the car.
Then when he reports that to the police.
Yeah.
Why?
He wouldn't dare.
Okay.
I haven't thought this far through. I've literally been thinking about this ability, 3 minutes.
You're then going to wait 9-10 years to show it to your daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, no, we'll play,
how long are you going to wait?
Will we play with him in the meantime?
I think Kane's right. We'll be playing with guns. Or shot, because the police aren't going to know they don't hit anyone, right?
Yeah, they will.
I was originally thinking that I'd go with the guns, because then I could sell them to evil people. And terrorists. And make a killing out of selling them all. And they wouldn't be able to hurt anybody with them anyway.
That'd be good.
That was my plan.
Now, these guns, do they shoot on target?
Thanks,
so,
Kane.
If you were shooting a paper target, would they shoot straight? Is it just
they don't shoot anything you need to, really, do they? They're not very effective, essentially.
So if I try and miss. Okay. So if I try and miss my target, is there a chance it'll hit my target?
Yes, but if it's really your target, it'll still miss because then You were trying to trick it, weren't you?
It's a very clever gun.
You mean crafty.
It's a bit far-fetched, isn't it?
A little bit.
Very far-fetched. Jimmy, this is very realistic.
As opposed to the magical sword.
I was going to change my mind to the sword, but I've talked myself back into going for the guns. Because actually, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that ability. I'm going to call up the MI5 and show them what I've got. Because then we can just fill crates with these guns, can't we? Sell them to terrorists, bad actors, etc. Yeah. And then quids in.
Mm.
Yeah.
But make a fortune.
I don't think you would, though, Stu. So you call up the MI5.
Yeah.
And you go, I've got all these guns. Do you want to come see them? And they'll just confiscate them. And you've just got
them. But they're going to want more, aren't they?
Well, I suppose you do have a
yeah.
I suppose so you do have
a limited supply, don't forget. Them, yeah. As opposed to the one sword. Jamie, what are you going for?
I've already got a really big sword.
No, we're talking about swords.
Yeah, I've already got a big sword at home. My pork sword.
Yeah. It's a big sword.
It's big if you're a borrower.
I think that's as big as James's sword.
It's big in comparison to James's
sword. In borrower's world, yeah. It's a big, it's a big pork sword.
Did you just use the reference of the borrowers?
Yes.
In all fairness, it is past his knees.
His legs are really short.
It is. It is. It hangs past his knees. Yeah, but his legs are about 3 inches long. So,
I don't see the point in having a
sword.
If I'm walking into your bedroom and you've got a massive sword, like I'd question it. Well, if you've got a sword, I'd be like, oh, that's a cool sword, Jamie. If you've got a massive dildo on display, I'd go, why have you got a massive dildo?
And then when Kane was like, let me get off the wall and show you how it works, and he's like, I have the power in it, or lightning and stuff. That'd be pretty cool. Whereas if he gets his dildo off the wall, let me show you how this works. You're going to have a different issue, aren't
you? Says, let me show you how this works. Yeah, you're leaving. This is like when I went to a guitar lesson and my guitar teacher.
James. How like getting a giant dildo off the wall and asking if you want to see how it works is this going to be? Okay.
Very much. So I walked into one of my lessons after doing it for about 6 months and he said to me, we're going to learn how to play with a strap on. Yeah. I gave him a look, realised he was talking about playing with a guitar strap, i.e. standing up playing. But yeah, my initial thoughts when he says we're going to learn how to play with a strap on.
Imagine that, though. He does want you to learn how to play the guitar with a strap on.
We're going to learn how to play with a strap on. All right, James, stand to attention. Let's get you ready for this strap on.
Just pick that up off the floor for me. Just throw
guitar I suppose you could balance just pick the guitar up. When you stood up on the strap on. So might be a good way to play the guitar.
You could hang it from the strap on with the strap on.
Good, yeah. Yeah.
So double strap on.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It's the future.
You know, like how there was like in the 80s and the 90s, it was like, no, probably, 80s, it was like guitar style, how the hold the guitar was like really high up and it was like the new way of playing. Like the new way is the strap on, the strap on. No?
The strap on, the strap on. Plug it in the back.
And there you go.
Done.
You'd be able to spin it around easy, wouldn't you? Yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
Like a
ZZ Top pillow. Style.
Just strapping it onto your strap-on.
So you've gone for the guns as well, then, Jamie?
Guns. Yeah, I'm going for guns, yeah. I think I could have more fun with the guns.
What are you
going
to do with them, Jamie?
Just do what I do when we play Grand Theft Auto, shoot them and miss anything anyway. Just shoot some rockets in the air just for shits and giggles. I'm creating my own little personal fireworks display with bazookas, so I'm going to go for the guns.
Nice. You're going to wreck the neighbourhood, but it'll be fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is interesting to think about these guns, because if you genuinely didn't want to kill the person you were shooting at, would you then hit them?
Ooh, reverse psychology of the guns.
Like you couldn't trick it to shoot a bad guy because it knows you really do want to shoot the bad guy, right? So it's going to miss the bad guy. But if it knows you... and if anybody's seen the latest Rick and Morty, very similar, a little similar. They've stolen our idea there and gone back in time and created a cartoon based on it.
So is this gun alive then? Has it got some kind of conscience then for it to not only Because it's almost anticipating your thoughts if that's the case. So it's not only conscious, but it's a telepathic, conscious, living organism we're talking about with this
gun. Or just a shitty gun.
Okay, like orc shooting then. It's just being shot really badly.
Orc shooting,
40K
yeah.
reference.
Maybe it's not the gun. Maybe it's not the gun, Jamie. It's your inner conscience.
Maybe it's not the size of the gun, it's the way that you use it.
Or the size of the strap-on.
Most guns do have a strap-on. Most guns, some guns.
Yeah, well, am I the only one that's gone sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are okay. Again, then.
One of us always goes different. It tends to be me. Rather.
Oh. Another thing I was thinking about, watching the Rambo cartoon and also aware of the existence of a RoboCop cartoon, which is also insane.
Yes. And a Conan the Barbarian cartoon as well.
I don't know if I knew that or not. There was that Barbarian cartoon, pretty wasn't good.
There? They were fighting the snake people. They've got snake metal.
I love that. That was later, wasn't it?
Conan the Barbarian.
But that was a great cartoon.
Yeah.
I want to say, was it 90s?
Yeah.
I want to say it's quite late. Ooh. But possibly. Yeah, that was good, actually. Maybe late 80s. Was good. So, knowing the existence then of Rambo, RoboCop, and Conan the Barbarian, if you could make any 18 R-rated movie become a kid-friendly cartoon, what are you going for?
Good question.
Got this one.
Go on, James.
Before it happens,
what are you going to say, James?
Alien.
Go on, if you said it.
Go on.
It's before anyone says it, go on.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no, back. That's a shit film.
Alien. James, you talked me right up there. I'm not going to say it. I think you're going to say it.
That's
what I've written.
I thought Jamie might be.
Just wrote that down. Yeah.
Aliens would be an amazing cartoon. And in fact, I actually researched this because I wanted to make sure that Aliens wasn't actually a cartoon.
That means about
80s films and all this sort of stuff. And it wasn't ever a cartoon. It was pitched to Fox, who turned it down. They made a toy line.
There is a toy line, you're right, mate.
The amazing toy line.
Operation Aliens. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And that was all. And they wanted to make a cartoon with Fox to sell the toys. And they pitched the idea, and Fox went,
That would have worked. That would have worked. And the arcade was good. It would have been so good. That was pretty good.
So, good.
I mean, there's Starship Troopers, which was a similar sort of vein.
You've played that, yeah.
James.
So, yeah.
Have you got an idea? I mean,
Aliens would have been amazing.
It sounds like a pretty obvious question, this, but I suppose you can kind of take it any direction you would then. So, if you were making this, what would be the premise of it without kind of ripping off the film? Would you have kind of story art behind this? How would you work it?
I would be ripping off the film like no one's business. So I'd be using the Space Marines from the Aliens.
The ones that are already dead?
Not so much Sigourney Weaver.
Or different ones?
Ripley. Yeah. So I'm going to say pre-mission or something like that. Or they've been brought back to life.
Maybe clones.
As robots, you know, Bishop Stiley. Clones.
Using clones in an Alien film would be great. Really fans good. Would love that. Yeah, that'd be amazing. They could have like clones of the main characters.
Nothing wrong with that.
Karen James, sounding good.
I'd love it. But that would be, so it would be like the Space Marines, basically, in a Starship Troopers sort of styly. Yeah, the aliens have gone over, taken over
Starship Troopers.
The Space Marines are fighting against
them. That would be an even better cartoon.
Yeah.
That
was a cartoon.
Starship
that was a great
Troopers
cartoon.
Was a cartoon as well.
They did a phenomenal, phenomenal Starship Troopers cartoon series. Yep.
So many cartoons really we've got to cover.
That was 2000s.
Well, yeah, because the film must be a bit late, right?
A film in the 90s.
Yeah, mid-90s.
No, that was a good cartoon.
We went to the cinema to see it, Jamie.
Did we?
Yeah.
Films,
No, the
animated ones aren't bad. The animated CGI ones, they're not too bad. The second one was rubbish. First one was good, second one was rubbish. And then some of the animated ones got quite good, quite deep. But then there's actual kids' cartoon as well.
Nice. Yeah, I could go with any of those you've suggested. I think that could be good. Jamie, any thoughts on yours?
I genuinely, before that we even mentioned, I wrote down It. So Stephen King's It, but I know what you're thinking.
I'm going to play that quote of where Jamie goes, I've just written it down.
I did. I've wrote it down in front of me.
Yeah. How go on. Written, so how are you seeing that work?
I've took my time with those two letters. the way I'd work it is because Pennywise, he basically becomes your fear. So he becomes whatever you're scared of. So you could have one episode where he becomes a mummy, and then you could have an episode where he's Frankenstein, Daddy. An episode where he's an alien, an episode where he's, I don't know, a swamp monster. So you could literally do almost a different cartoon every episode. So it
could be a different villain. So a different cartoon villain every episode.
Well, that's potentially what it'd be. Yeah, that's what it'd be.
I mean, like,
so who's the sort of main characters on this? Is it like the same bunch of kids? Is it different bunch of kids each time?
Is it a school?
The main character.
So it's a school. So there's plenty. Ooh, so you can start out with your main kids, but then you can kind of go outside of that. So it's working through the school, the different basically playing on these kids' theories. But you could really tone that down for a kid's cartoon, because it could be like, what, this, I don't know, some kid is scared of, I don't bleeding know, dogs, Care Bears, there you go, right? So I mean, that'd be fucking terrifying, actually. Can you imagine the kids in bed and all of a sudden this Care Bear starts like walking across this, actually a bit terrifying, that would. But you could tone it down. So I think that's what I do.
Sunshine Belly.
Would obviously you have a slight problem with, obviously the bad guy is always going to win.
No, they just stop him.
Drive him back. Yeah, so that's the thing. So you can basically you can kill it by almost killing the character it would create. So if it's a werewolf, they could probably stop it with, I don't know, I'm just a silver bullet. Bullets. There you go. Nice. So you could have a separate episodes.
I like that, Jamie.
I think I'm either going that one or Django Unchained. I don't know which one. That's probably, I'll go with It.
That's a tough sell. Yeah. It's a kid's cartoon. It would be quite cool.
What kind of like cool Western cartoons is there?
Brave
like
Star. Cowboys?
Very few.
Super Ted.
A Clint Eastwood cartoon would have been great. The Man with No Name as a cartoon.
Or The
Magnificent
cool.
Seven as a cartoon would be great.
Yeah. I could quite like that.
I wish Westerns
yeah.
would get back in a bit.
Well, strangely enough, I just put it on my list today. There's Magnificent Seven. They'd read on that one.
It's just, I think Netflix has just thrown
is
it
Chris
up,
Pratt?
Right. But I think it's from like 2018.
Yeah,
just it's a few years. Yeah, it's a few years old. Yeah.
Oh, is it really? Oh, because I liked Hateful Eight. What was the one that Tarantino did?
Yeah, it's good.
Hateful Eight. I really enjoyed
it. I was good at cinema watching that because I felt like I'd lived in the cinema for 5 hours.
Just started reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino's new novel. Obviously based on the film.
Oh, I liked the film was.
I think you just made me bizarrely change the cartoon that I'm going to choose.
Ooh.
Go on.
I think I'm going to go with the Tarantino scripted Natural Born Killers. Mm. Woody Harrelson. Ooh. And... Yeah. What's the face? What's her name? Yes, thank you. Because that's...
Juliette Lewis.
Such a great book. It's a million times better than the film.
I've watched the film. I enjoyed the film.
A million times better.
Really?
Because in the end, somebody else directed the film, didn't they? I can't think it was. Wasn't Tarantino. Tarantino did the screenplay, I think, and then somebody else directed it because he fell out with somebody or something. I think. I may be totally wrong. But that would be a good anti-hero cartoon, wouldn't it? Because they're kind of evil and mass murderers, but also, like, if they were a little kid who'd lost his dog, I think they'd help out, kind of thing.
See, again, how would you do the mass murderers?
Just the same as Rambo. You just wouldn't acknowledge it. They'd just be this bald-headed, cool dude with shades on and his girlfriend riding across America in their car with the police chasing after him. And they help a little kid out because he's lost his dog kind of thing, and then move on to the next place. Having murdered everyone, but you don't see that in the cartoon. My original was not going to be that.
Go on.
My original was going to be so good that I've forgotten what it is.
All right. That sounds exciting.
Is it the Matrix? Because I
know it's not.
I've got the Matrix written down.
Not in the brief. Ooh, not in the brief.
Is that your choice, Kate? They did the Matrix animated short, didn't they? Whatever an actual cartoon series. Right. Yeah, that was really good. Enter the Matrix. It was the stories that told you in between the first and second.
I think they were all over the place. I think some are like prequels, some are in between.
Introduce some of the characters, isn't it, in the film that you don't really get an introduction to, like Mouse, I think. Is it not Mouse noted in the film? There's a couple in there. It tells you how they were freed from the Matrix in the first place.
My original, because my mind was gone, was going to be Battle Royale.
Don't know if I've seen that.
It would,
that'd be good.
But again, you seem to be not seen Battle Royale.
That is the premise of the film.
And I will also say, because it's like my thing, I have to, the book is amazing. The book is way more violent than the film. Way more.
Battle Royale is the only subtitled film I've ever watched.
Japanese, it kind of rings. Is that what it was? Some kind of Japanese?
Yeah, it's where they basically, it's what thingy ripped off, isn't it? Hunger Games ripped off Battle Royale.
It's what they should do. They get all the kids that aren't performing, naughty kids.
That's right.
They randomly choose a school class. They randomly choose a class. It can be any class from Japan, and they drug them all without them realizing, and then they wake up on an island where they have to murder each other with various different weapons. Kane, go and watch that now.
Right? Should I do running commentary while we're doing the podcast? Are you watching it?
We've only got 8 minutes left, but you can do it. You can start.
I'll go to the last chapter.
Nice.
Skip on the second film.
Manga styly or anime styly cartoon. How would I get around the murdering each other? I think.
Yeah. Because that's the premise of it. It's like.
I mean.
Would it be.
Yeah, I think
it
would be like all in the video game. There'd be holograms maybe to turn out.
So they just disintegrate something.
Maybe I've been influenced by the Matrix. Side. But yeah, I think you'd have to do that, right? How about
that could work.
It's a different class and they all refuse to kill each other. So then they have a battle against the people who put them in there in the first place and try and liberate Japan from the evil ones who put them in there. Using the weapons they got in there, Rambo style, where nobody actually gets killed on camera. Kane.
Yeah.
You mentioned...
On my list I've got 3...
But
2 of them's been mentioned, and I've just googled the other one, and it was already a cartoon, so I've not done very good here. So,
go on. What were they?
It said Matrix, which we've mentioned, Alien, and Blade.
Was Blade?
Blade
a cartoon?
I just googled Blade cartoon, and there was a picture of him. So it might have just been from the Spider-Man.
Yeah, have a look.
Then.
I'll know. From the animated series, James. Blade.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to have a look here.
While James is looking at it, yeah, you know, so Spider-Man.
I have just looked at
can
this.
Do anything a spider can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you, though?
Yes. Yeah, it says so.
Can you, though?
It says so.
Legs?
Yeah.
Can you lay eggs?
I don't think all spiders can lay eggs, can they?
Can he...
Well, he's not a female.
Spiders. Hey, females can. True. He can't create his own web unless you're going down the...
Some of the comic ones he can.
Which is just weird.
Some of the comic ones he's got. The Ultimate
I hate it.
What?
Yeah, I've never... I like the explanation that he knows how to create web fluid because he's clever at science, but also he's got his innate
spider knowledge.
Inherent sort of spider ability. Yeah, it's like genetic knowledge
of how to chemically manufacture
the
web
actual produce...
That spiders all have.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Make that track.
Yeah.
The other one, which I don't know if I'd seen, is Mortal Kombat cartoon.
I think that's a cartoon, isn't it? Yeah,
I don't know, but I don't know if I've seen
a good
cartoon of it.
Yeah, that was quite good. They did that really well, actually.
Maybe there's been more 18-rated cartoons than we thought. Just like we asked the other week for people to name cartoons with bears in. And good work on Twitter, although nobody mentioned
it. There's only 3.
But quite a few caught on Twitter. What other 18 rated films, TV shows, etc. have also got cartoon versions?
I was trying to work it out the whole time.
Like a Terminator 2 thing. I don't think they ever did one.
Ooh, another good one. What action hero actors have got cartoon versions of them? So we've got Arnie and Sylvester Stallone.
Well,
Why?
No, we haven't. So Rambo in the Rambo cartoon isn't based.
He's not on based on Sylvester. Yeah, he is.
It's John Rambo in the cartoon.
Have you seen him and heard his voice?
Oh, yeah. He's based on the character that Stallone plays in the film, but he's not based on Sylvester Stallone.
Bollocks.
Why does he look like Sylvester Stallone then?
Because Sylvester Stallone wanted nothing to do with the cartoon, but didn't have any say in it because he doesn't have any rights to Rambo.
It looks so exactly like Stallone's likeness, Rambo.
So they couldn't stop it.
The Rambo in the book. I don't think he does. He's a muscly bloke. He's a skinny war vet.
No. He's a muscly bloke with long hair and a bandana.
Sounds exactly like Sylvester Stallone.
He's not. If you look at his mouth, his mouth is nothing like Stallone's.
They are. It's exactly. On my little researchy travels, I did find that I'll read this out. So they base the character on John Rambo from Dave Morrell's first book, First Blood, and the subsequent films, First Blood and Rambo, First Blood Part 2. So they actually, according to what I was reading, they based the cartoon character on the book and films.
But not Sylvester Stallone. I know, they based it on the character that...
Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
See, I don't think he does. I reckon if you look at that picture again, I don't think he does.
They could have.
I think he looks like a muscle bloke. That is not
a different
he's
mouth.
He's got different mouth, different jaw, different nose, different eyes.
Are you saying he also doesn't sound like him?
If you were to show that, I'm saying it doesn't sound
at
like
all.
Him
it doesn't sound like somebody doing an impression of.
I thought this Rambo was actually quite well spoken.
Adrian, pass my fucking soup spoon.
That is a better Sylvester Stallone than that bloke.
When the cartoon starts and he calls for somebody to call an ambulance,
articulate.
May as well have been Sylvester Stallone saying that.
Nah, not having it.
You're outvoted, James.
Not having it. It's not even a bad Sylvester Stallone impression.
I don't understand how this couldn't be based on Sylvester Stallone.
It's based on the character.
Why wouldn't they just make him look totally different?
Yeah. Like an albino with a
like he does mullet. Like the character is supposed to look like a thin, lightly brown-haired man, not a muscly, long dog-haired.
Hang about. Listen, listen. Whoosh. Whoosh. What's that sound? Whoosh. It's Captain Bullshit coming for James again.
Well, I told you, James.
That did, didn't it?
I can't wait till this Captain Bullshit thing catches on. I hear somebody on the street doing it. Just randomly. Yeah.
It'll be to me as well, won't it? If it's coming to anybody, it's going to be to me.
Well, on the note that John Rambo in Freedom Force is not supposed to look anything like Sylvester Stallone or sound like him, or be based on the way Sylvester Stallone portrays John Rambo in the films, I feel like we should just cut the mics.
Oh, you know who he does look like a little bit? John Rambo. No, the man in black from Ulysses, if he had longer hair.
I think he looks like John Travolta.
Can I point something out? Because I don't disagree. Sylvester Stallone in Rambo looks a bit like John Travolta. Isn't changed that much between
John Travolta. First one.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think he does.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
I'm not saying like he's the spitting image, but they were both fairly square jawed buff dark haired guys.
Interesting. Do you know why Sylvester Stallone's jaw is the way it is?
Because he's a human.
Steroids.
Stroke. He had a stroke.
No, it was It was when he was born. There's a forceps problem.
Pulled him out by his jaw.
Forceps in there to pull him out.
Are you serious?
They knackered all his nerves up in his mouth and his jaw. Yeah, and that's why he talked a little bit funny. He had a
strange
mouth
and jaw.
And he was bullied with it at school.
Oh, bless
him. He got a lot of bullying at school because of it, and that's why he took up bodybuilding. To get his self-esteem up and...
Do you think that's why they drew the cartoon Rambo with the jaw that looks like that? Do you think that's a coincidence?
No. Totally different draw. I could draw.
So on Twitter,
that's we'll a challenge, and we'll put it on the website.
Will be James' version of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Cartoon version
in Rambo.
So not. Yeah.
That doesn't look. Yep. That looks more like Sylvester Stallone in Rambo than the official cartoon version of Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
You know what? We should should all have a go at this. I think.
No, I think.
Do it.
The one in the cartoon's pretty good. To be fair.
Yeah.
Trace it.
That's what they did to get the original design. They just traced Sylvester Stallone's face when he was playing Rambo. Is that right, James?
James?
No.
Is that right, James?
James. All right. Just
James is done.
No, it's not right.
Can't believe it. James has gone looking for proof that a guy in the 1980s who was drawing a cartoon version of John Rambo from the film Rambo and Rambo 2, whatever it was called, was not at all influenced by the way Sylvester Stallone looked in those films.
Rambo 2, not Rambo 1.
No proof required.
Well, I think he looks the same in both, doesn't he, pretty much?
Exactly, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
What about Rambo 3?
Which one was Rambo 3?
That's the Rambo 4? That's one we can't talk about. No, Rambo 3 is the one where he trains the Taliban.
Uh-oh. Talking of films, they should turn into cartoons.
Didn't end well. Go on.
I think we should ask our Twitter fans what film should be turned into a cartoon.
Oh, good point.
As well. And see if they can come up with something better than what we did. Unless they think, like Kane, we've already covered all the best ones already. Because we're pretty good, I think. So, if we want people to tweet us their film ideas, comment on James's amazing, I've got faith in you, James, drawing of Rambo. Wait, you're doing it, you're trying to base it on Sylvester Stallone.
I'm going to draw it so it looks, so you look at it and go,
I'm excited.
Unlike the existing one where we all do that as well. Okay.
The existing one, if you take that red headband away, you would not think...
Oh, hold on. If you take away part of the... Okay, that's fair. If you took away that headband and asked random people what Hollywood movie star, from the 80s, that looks like, you don't think they'd guess Sylvester Stallone?
Yep.
Who do you think they'd say? Yeah.
They would.
Apart from John Travolta, obviously.
Jackie Stallone.
John Travolta.
I thought you were going to say Jackie Chan.
It looks like someone else that I can't place. There's another 80s guy that I can't place who he looks like.
Is it Noel Edmonds?
I know it is. No. What's his name? You're right, James. I can't think of his name, but he's in the film where he's a boxer in Philadelphia. What's he called?
It's a good burn.
Mr. T.
Raging Bull.
That's it, yeah. Drago. Hold on, there's a Rocky cartoon as well. We didn't mention that, did we?
Dolph Lundgren.
There is a Rocky cartoon, right? I think there is a Rocky cartoon.
No.
A cartoon Ivan Drago just made me think that I think there's a Rocky cartoon.
Wait on.
To be fair, it'd be a good bonus episode to talk about all movies, what are cartoons, and put them in order.
Stu, are you thinking of Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No, but he does look a lot like Sylvester Stallone, doesn't he? Think they're inspired by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. He's got a weird accent voice thing going on,
which
in my head sounds like Yogi Bear, and it's not Yogi Bear, is it? The bull in Rocky sounds like
can't think what he's
in my head. I've just got Yogi Bear.
Bullwinkle's the moves, isn't he? Rocky,
and there's also a bit of the start of it, if you remember when it zooms in to him looking like he's having a wank as well.
And it does the opening
credits.
Then.
Yeah, puts that and does his shoes up. Shoes up as well.
And then he gets in a boxing match. It is time. It's time to end this week's Rambo Force of Freedom episode, our last one of season one. Let's very quickly talk about season two, because things are going to be very different in season two.
Yeah, there's no Jamie.
There's no Jamie. James is gone.
That's a good bit. It's a good business move. So, I fully support this decision.
Catch their last appearance in our bonus episode.
That would be a good
Should we get rid of James?
Celebrity replacements.
Oh, I know Jamie would be.
Here we go.
He would be.
Slash Ram Man. Here we go.
Jeremy Beadle.
Jeremy Beadle.
Jeremy Beadle.
What? Yeah, I wonder what combo would be like. This strangest thing. We know, like, people we've mentioned. So Jeremy Beadle, Noel Lemons. Who else could we have? Like, people we've mentioned over the last
Andy Peters.
Andy Peters. Oh, the Americans are going to love it. See,
the good thing is the listeners don't only know what we look like, so it's whatever they picture.
Based on our voices.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just two alcoholic men.
I'll be like, Father Ted. What's his name?
Ted. Yeah. The one who swears all the time.
Yeah, feck.
Well, I never realised how strong my accent is until I listened to this back again.
Sean,
Sean Beadle. James, you bastard.
You bastard.
You bastard. You're with your cup of tea, you bastard.
We should watch Kez as well as
Game of Thrones.
We should do a live viewing of Kez.
I still haven't watched that.
Yeah. It's a great film.
Have you never watched it?
Yeah, I still haven't watched
it. You need to watch it with Summer.
No.
Can we do a review?
Is it kid appropriate?
She'll hate it.
Oh, there should be a cartoon of Kez.
A cartoon of Kez. Why would she hate it? It's got Kez in it.
Yes.
Kez.
Yeah, Kez.
Come here, Kez, you bastard.
I can't do Yorkshire accent. It's the one accent I can't do. Unless I'm trying to do an Indian accent, then I can do an amazing Yorkshire accent.
Yorkshire Indian accent. Stop there, Stu. Uh-oh.
Talking of Alan Oppenheimer from Masters of the Universe Revelation.
What the fuck segue is that? Talking of Mars.
I was getting myself out of the segue I was heading down.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in Knight Rider.
Was he?
No.
Was he Kit?
No, he was... No, he was... No. It was... It was... It was his name. Michael Knight. Is it Michael Knight?
I think we should pick somebody like Alan Oppenheimer and do an episode just on them.
Why was Knight Rider never a cartoon?
Or Airwolf. I've taken an Airwolf.
Oh, Airwolf's a good show.
How about a cartoon that had Knight Rider, Airwolf, and Street Hawk in the same cartoon?
Street Hawk.
Talking into cartoons today, somebody put on Twitter, they were listing the, I don't know if anyone saw it, they was listing the cartoons that had bears in it, and they went to write Care Bears, and they actually put Car Bears instead. Now, Car Bears would make an awesome cartoon.
Would it be bears? I was thinking about this when I read it. Would it be bears that drive cars?
Yeah.
Or like cars that are kind of like got like car style with bear ears and like a bear face?
I'm thinking more the cars turn into robots and it's the bears that drive the cars.
I kind of like both. I kind of like the idea of bears that drive cars.
But there needs to be some story, right? It can't just be a bear that drives a car. There's got to be some kind of narrative behind it. Like, who's the bad guy? Why are the bears driving the cars?
It's going to be a cartoon. There's going to be a bear driving a car with two colleagues who are also bears that drive cars.
Yeah, okay.
One of them is a taxi driver. One delivers pizzas.
I like it.
And the other one drives a delivery lorry.
Three bears.
Yep, four bears.
Which isn't a car, which makes the title perfect. And everything else in it is perfectly normal humans driving cars, living lives, etc. And it's never quite addressed why they're bears or why nobody reacts to the fact that they're bears.
Oh, so do you think it's a bit Truman Show then? A little bit, like, if that's the case? Because if I'm driving and I see a fucking bear driving a car, I'm going to be like, it's interesting. There's a bear driving a car there. But if nobody acknowledges it, are they in on it? Are the bears in the Truman Show? And all the humans are actors in this kind of bear world?
No.
Yeah, I think it's a kid's cartoon.
Yeah. Kids are cartoon. Let's say goodbye and goodbye to season one, which is really meaningful because season two is not just going to continue on in much the same vein. So goodbye to season one. Say goodbye to season one, James. Oh, I thought he was going to say goodbye to season one. I thought we might get that out of him. If we want people to talk to us about this week's episode, Kane, where can they do it?
Yeah, in all seriousness, thank you to everyone for the listening in for the last 25 episodes. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I've had a fucking good time doing it. So.
Great.
Yeah, I often wonder if it's a different group of people listening to each episode because they hear about the episode and they listen to it, but then they go, I'm not listening to any more of that. And it's a whole different 500 people listening to the different each episode.
I think that's the thing though,
like, never get back.
I think we have a lot more listeners than we actually expected, but I'd do this anyway. Like, I think we have a good chat.
How many listeners did you expect, Kane, per episode?
Us four.
That's it.
Back, that's it. Yeah, then maybe one of our wives or partners might listen to it.
Which of our wives and partners were you expecting to listen to it?
My wife has never listened to one, so she's out.
To be fair,
my girlfriend listens to every episode, and she's got her family to listen to it as well.
And she made By the Power mugs.
What about
Kane's partner?
Does your wife listen to it, Baz? Didn't she leave us a really bad review the first episode?
She left us a shitty review. Yeah, she's been banned from watching it ever since, or listening to it ever
since.
But
yeah, so you can get in touch with us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's at By The Power Pod. Visit our website where you can get all our past episodes. That's bythepower.net, or drop us an email at bythepowerpod@gmail.com.
Jamie, you are the... master behind the curtain of our Twitter feed, aren't you, generally speaking?
Generally, yeah. I'll try and pick up most of it. Yeah.
Generally speaking, you're our, what's his name, Kang?
Kang?
Or Krang, we go for.
Shredder!
You could be either. What are you going to talk about this week on Twitter?
Well, I've actually got a question for everybody that we haven't really addressed today, and it's linked to the episode. And I genuinely want people to answer this on Twitter. The general, one of the bad guys in this, if you look very closely, his sunglasses have got two letters in them, and it says T and a T. So T for Tango and T for Tango. I want to know why you think the general has two letter T's in his sunglasses.
Interesting. Do you have a theory, Jamie?
Yeah, I do. Of course.
Oh, nice. You're saving it. Saving it to see what other people think.
I'll save it and see what other people think, yeah.
Nice. Anything else? Top and Car Bears, TT.
Yeah, if you... again, the Would You Rather...
I mean, cartoons.
18 rated cartoons. Would you rather have a big old dildo on your wall or be able to shoot every gun that ever existed? Let us know why the guns one is the right answer. And I'll just randomly post it.
I'll say a little bit.
For once, Jamie's on the same side as the majority, and he's getting a little cocky about it.
And the season one, and he's showing his true colours. He's got a bit of confidence all of a sudden.
Yeah.
last thing I will say, because we didn't cover this.
I'm expecting to say Kane, you're a wanker at this point.
Kane, you're a season one too.
motherfucker. And I'm out.
I don't want to point out anything, but you haven't got the same number, so let's just keep this clean.
All right, daddy fucker.
That goes into a whole new story.
let me bring this back on track. Oh, yeah, the Rambo episode scored a combination of 29. We didn't say the combination scored, so it's pretty good score. We got 29 out of 40 for Rambo, which is, I think it might be our highest. I think our previous highest was 28. But James writes them all down, so we'll double check with James after this.
Nice. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this first season, 25 episodes of By the Power. So a little bonus for you, because we're celebrating the end of season one. We're going back to where we started with He-Man. And this time it's the new He-Man, now on Netflix, Masters of the Universe Revelation. So in our bonus episode, we watch just the first episode. So no spoilers further than the first episode. And talk about the new He-Man and what we think of it compared to the original He-Man. Jamie, you tweeted, what's his face, didn't you?
Kevin Smith. So basically, when it was released that Kevin Smith was doing it, everyone was kind of on the back of it. And I just said, look, I have full faith in Kevin Smith. He'll do a great job. And he kind of liked that and said a thumbs up or something. So I don't think we're kind of on best bud terms, but
yeah.
Well, give him a ring and let him know we're covering Master of the Universe Revelation, now out on Netflix, and get him to, I don't know.
You know what, that'd be awesome.
Toys over, I guess. Mm.
Tell him we know our shit. We know a lot about cartoons. We're
good at Googling
We know fuck all about cartoons. I guarantee, like, we could get our wives and girlfriends to do this, and their episodes would probably be more knowledgeable about cartoons than the ones that we do.
Oh, could you imagine?
Whenever we mention knowledge, it reminds me, and I'm always going to go back to it, and I can't wait to watch Master of the Universe. The shock. I wish I could see you guys watching it. The shock on your faces when Cringer speaks.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, they've made Cringer speak. This is shit. Why have they made Cringer speak now? And I'm just going to be like,
I would have put money on him not speaking.
We'd watched the cartoon.
I know.
Hold on a minute. James, is that the first cartoon you didn't watch before we reviewed?
No. I watched it. I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, it's goodbye from us. Yeah. It's been a great 25 episodes, plus those bonus episodes. Next one coming up soon. And then the big launch for season 2. What cartoon are we doing?
We are pulling out one of my all-time favourites. And I think it's been mentioned a few times on here.
Is it finally?
It's going to be... No, it's not what you're thinking is.
Noel Edmonds' House Party.
That's still the biggie. Now we're keeping the...
Mr. Blobby cartoon.
We're keeping the B one for later. What? This is another one that's been mentioned by a few of our listeners. This Centurions. Is Centurions. Oh, well done, Stu. Yes. You got that.
Interesting enough, made by the same people that did this week's cartoon.
Is it really?
Yeah, they only did about 5 cartoons and Centurions was one of them.
Okay.
Look at that cartoon knowledge, boys. Do you like that?
That's impressive.
That's some cartoon knowledge for you because I did not know that was coming. And yeah. Centurion's toys are probably the toy I remember playing with the most.
Oh, they were so good.
But didn't own any of them.
So well made.
I can't remember.
See, they couldn't use anybody else's mould, could they? Because they all had the little peg holes in them, didn't they?
They were so good.
Let's talk about that in season 2 of By the Power. Goodbye, everyone.
That's bonjour from myself. James, come on, James, you've got to, right? If you don't do it now, you're never going to do it.
Nope.
Say goodbye. You can have a new thing you don't say on the next one.
Nope.
On the next season, your thing you say could be, oh, good one, Jamie, that's right. You can never say that.